This is Jason Cade, and you are listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio.
You're listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio, featuring the Interactive Interview, courtesy of WrestlingEpicenter.com.
So what you gonna do?
Let me talk to you, dummies.
Oh, yeah.
You're where it's at.
If you're smart like me,
you gotta listen.
And if you don't listen to it,
I'll come out of your computer and body slam your ass.
Don't be a Melvin.
I will scar you.
Open your third eye.
Woo! It's gonna be cool.
What a rush.
It's showtime!
We had a lovely conversation.
To the Interactive Interview. Interactive Wrestling Radio.
The Epicenter.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. Welcome to another edition of Interactive Wrestling Radio right here on WrestlingEpicenter.com. Joining me in just a few moments will be our special guest of the week. He is an MLW, Major League Wrestling superstar, the one and only Jason Cade, joins us for the first time ever. Great interview with the great guy. I think he's got great things ahead of him, both in MLW and around the wrestling circuit. Just an incredible talent, really. If you haven't seen what he's been doing lately, check out what they're posting on YouTube, MLW Fusion Episode 20. They just had a great match that stole the show with his former TBD tag partner, Jimmy Uda. So check that match out, and I think you guys will really enjoy it, and get caught up on MLW on BN Sports every Friday night at 8 p.m. on the BN Sports TV network. If you're not sure if you get it, check your cable box, check your DirecTV listings, check your Dish networks. Just make sure you get it because it's worth having. If you like sports, there's a lot of great stuff on there. Various sports, various stuff from around the world. And, of course, the best of it all is, in my opinion, Major League Wrestling. Feeling a little under the weather, guys. You can probably hear that in my voice today. Was going to do an introduction with my buddy Patrick about All In, which, by the way, was a home run. It was a love letter from Cody Rhodes to the entire wrestling world, but more so to the legacy of a man who appears on the MLW intro, the one and only American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. He also appears on our intro, too. He said, this is going to be cool. Dusty Rhodes, if you will. Great tribute to his legacy. And if you think about it, Dusty was a bit of a maverick himself. So Cody doing this show is by far the biggest thing that happened in wrestling this week. Probably the biggest thing that's happened this half of the year so far. That is, of course, until Thursday. Because MLW is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida at the War Memorial. And where better to have war games than at the War Memorial? And our guest this week will be appearing there. So I hope you guys enjoyed All In. We had Flip Gordon on leading into All In. Man, was that foretelling as we talked a little bit about All In just 2 days before he was a part of one of the best matches on that show. He ended up facing Jay Lethal after winning the over-budget Battle Royal. Losing effort, but he got the Hulk up on pay-per-view. So he's the first guy to do that in probably 12 years, right? That's pretty cool. And he got defeated by Jay Lethal, who was wearing Macho Man's first ever appearance in WCW gear. Macho Man wore it on WCW Saturday Night back in December of 1994. Here we are, 24 years later almost, and he wears that in the ring and defeats Flip Gordon to retain his Ring of Honor world title. Of course, like I said, our guest this week will also be in action the next day at War Games. It is Jason Cade. So without me bloviating any further, let's get to that interview. Thank you guys again for tuning in to the Wrestling Epicenter, to Interactive Wrestling Radio. And now let's get to the Interactive Interview. Want your advertisement here? Check out WrestlingEpicenter.com and shoot us an email. You can have your ad appear on our podcasts as well as on our website.
Once again, check out WrestlingEpicenter.com and contact us.
Yes, this is Colonel Robert Parker, and you're in the Wrestling Epicenter.
Available now in the archives at interactivewrestlingradio.com, it's our exclusive interview with the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Bernard, we respect each other in the ring and what we've done. And there's a respect there. And even though if you would say something bad, he kept coming back to that respect thing, people had told me. But there's a respect there. But it's business. Business is business with me and him.
This classic 2005 interview can be heard at WrestlingEpicenter.com and InteractiveWrestlingRadio.com. Welcome back to Interactive Wrestling Radio. My name is James Walsh, and on the Newsmaker line with me right now is an MLW superstar getting ready for tomorrow night's War Games. It is Jason Cade. Mr. Cade, are you with me?
I think superstar is an understatement. I am the superstar in MLW.
I love the new attitude. Yeah, we'll definitely get to the new attitude, the new stripes that you're showing here in MLW TV. But I wanted to talk a little bit about MLW TV. As a guy who grew up, I was in my 20s by the time the first run happened, but as a guy who watched the first run of MLW, I'm glad to have it back. It's a great show to watch on BN Sports. How has the relationship been for you guys in MLW with BN Sports?
No, they've been great. They promote us every week, and we're all over their social media. They have us on. They upload our episodes every Saturday. So if you miss it, if you happen to miss the episode that airs on Friday, you can always turn around and catch the replay on Saturday on YouTube. And they've been great having us in for commercials and media stuff. So yeah, interviews been, you know, the relationship with BN has been amazing.
Very cool, very cool. And I think it has opened a lot of new doors for the MLW brand, because you guys are, you like you said, you're everywhere right now, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, we're just, MLW guys just popping up all
over. Absolutely. All right, so I always like to ask a question about your old days, and of course, the focal point would be on MLW, but you were trained by one of the MLW originals. He was there for a short time, that's Screaming Norman Smiley. Kind of wanted to pick your brain a little bit. Did Norman Smiley put anything in your mind that maybe sticks out more than anything else when he was involved in your training?
Well, Norman always he always would tell us, like, a match just is not just about, you know, yourself. It's two guys working together to make the match good. So I've always taken that. That it's not just about me. It's
Very
about
cool.
it's about everybody. It's about making both guys and the ref and whoever's involved with the show. It's about making everybody look good. So,
very cool. I like that. That's I always like to get those little tidbits in from the guys who I consider to be the greats, like Screaming Norman. Absolutely.
Norman knows, he's probably forgotten more about wrestling than any of us will ever learn. He knows how to get in and out of anything. He's like one of the smartest people I've ever gotten the chance to sit down and talk with and be in a ring with.
That's awesome. Now, you were a part of TBD, Team TBD with Jay Uda.
Yeah.
So I talked about, we were going to talk a little bit about your new stripes here. Seemed like you were a little bit more happy-go-lucky, a little bit more of the nice guy when the team was going on, but now you've taken a turn. First of all, thoughts on your teamwork with Jimmy Uda in Team TBD before things went south?
I mean, I guess you can call it teamwork. It was just me trying to cover for Jimmy's mistake most of the time. If you call that teamwork. Like if it wasn't for Jimmy, we'd be tag team champions. So,
very cool. Well, we saw the match that you guys had last week. You mentioned you can check it out on YouTube right now. Thanks to BN Sports. A lot of people online are saying you guys stole that episode by having the best match of the night. Are you surprised by the positive fanfare you guys got for your match?
No, I'm not, because I know what I bring to the table. And, I mean, I had to, you know, drag Jimmy along with me like we do when we were tagging. But, you know, he's just
he's benefiting from being in the ring with me again, but that's over. That's over now. It's a new day in MLW for Jason Cade. I got a new attitude, a bad attitude, by the way. And
yeah, I know.
And I don't have to deal with Jimmy Uta anymore. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about good things. Try to bring me down on my Wednesday afternoon. It's the eve of War Games. Don't bring me down, man.
Well, you mentioned War Games. Let's talk about it. We know you have a match scheduled for tomorrow evening. You're going to be facing Myron Reed, and in your corner is going to be... Yeah, there you go. And you've got your partner in your corner as well, the gentleman, Rhett, who helped you. Well, let's not get into that. Let's talk about Myron. How are you looking forward to your match against Myron tomorrow night at War Games?
Well, I've known Myron for quite some time, and Myron's a great, great athlete. Like, I've seen him kill it more times than I can count. But in life, there are Michaels and there are Titos. In Team TBD, I was obviously the Michael, and Jimmy was the Tito. And at War Games tomorrow night, or I don't know when this airs, but at War, I'll just say in general, at War Games, I'm going to take care of another Tito and make an example out of Myron, and show everyone why I'm the premier star in the ML, not just the middleweight division, in all of MLW.
Very cool. So let's decode that a little bit, because some of our listeners sometimes don't get my references. And I got the reference. So Shawn Michaels, and then you're referencing Tito Santana.
I'm actually referencing Michael Jackson and the rest of the Jackson Five.
See, wrestling dork thinking you were talking about wrestlers.
I was talking about Michael and the Jackson Five. I was clearly the Michael of Team DVD.
I agree. I would agree with that.
So. But we can talk all about right. Shawn Michaels if you want. Shawn Michaels is the greatest wrestler of all time. My favorite wrestler. But I don't even know what I would do if I met Shawn Michaels. I don't even know.
Very cool. He's been on this show. It's been a long time, about 13 years, but he's been on this show. So we've always loved talking about Shawn Michaels. That's actually why I thought you were talking when you said.
When I said Michaels and Tito's, I was talking about Michael Jackson and the Jackson Five.
Yeah. Well, I might edit that part out because I sound like a fool. Oh, well. What is your relationship with Rhett Giddens?
Rhett is a buddy of mine who, if you've followed us, we've actually tagged with Rhett in a six-man tag against the Dirty Blondes and Perot at the Stud Stable, actually. Right. If that's what you want to call them. On a six-man tag. And I saw in Rhett something I didn't see in Jimmy, a fire. And a hunger to win. And Rhett actually listened. Jimmy didn't listen. So I decided to say to Rhett, hey, man, you want to go to the top. If you want to go to the top, you got to align yourself with me. You got to follow Jason Cade's lead. Because I'm going to take him to the top. Because I'm going to the top.
Very cool. All right. So you mentioned in a prior interview that I checked out and doing my research for you, which is how I knew you were a Shawn Michaels fan, by the way. But yeah, you mentioned that one of the dream opponents you'd like to face would be a guy that's actually now on the MLW roster, and that's Rich Swann. First of all, have you already wrestled Rich Swann since that interview was done? And second of all, do you think that you guys could tear it down if you ever got to do it in MLW?
Since the interview was done, I don't believe I don't even know what interview you're speaking of. But I've mentioned Rich Swann a few interviews. We wrestled one time, and it was. I believe it was 2015. That was one of his last matches before he went to WWE. And I haven't gotten to wrestle him since he's come back. So I'm hoping that happens soon. I hope the MLW office is listening. And me and Rich Swann would, if you thought me and Jimmy Uta stole the whole episode, me and Rich Swann would steal the whole series.
Excellent, excellent. Very cool. MLW makes its name by doing things a little bit differently than everybody else. We saw that with Battle Riot. Thoughts on the concept that MLW puts into some of their things, like War Games, like Battle Riot, where they have a theme to each of their major shows?
I think you have to think outside the box, because everyone does everything the same way, and you don't stand out. I think MLW does a good job of making things different. So it's a fresh product for fans. Because pro wrestling is pro wrestling, whether it's WWE, whether it's Impact, whether it's Ring of Honor, New Japan, it's all pro wrestling. So what makes you stand out? And I think MLW is doing a good job of making themselves stand out from the pack to give people a different perspective and a fresh take on pro wrestling.
Very good. All right. So, of course, this past weekend, the wrestling world was run by All In. Everybody was paying attention to All In. As an independent guy, what do you think of the success of that show and how basically the independent world got to steal the stage for one night?
I thought you're breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, thoughts on All In and the success of All In and how independent wrestling got a chance to steal the spotlight for that one night?
I think it was great. I think we need stuff like that because it shows that you can do it yourself, and you can draw money as an independent promotion, and it should be motivating for everyone that wasn't a part of it, and everyone that was a part of it too. Everyone that's on the indie should be motivated and feel good after All In, because it's not just a success for Cody and the Bucks and those guys. It's success for all of us.
Very cool. I agree. And you talked about crossovers and things of that nature with All In. You've been a part of that with Impact Wrestling did a show where you faced off. You were in there as well. Thoughts on how open wrestling is right now to where, you know, we talked about Rich Swann. Rich Swann is signed to Impact, but he appears in MLW. Austin Aries is the Impact champion. He appears on MLW and on Ring of Honor. And Pentagon, I don't think there's a night last week that Pentagon wasn't in the main event of one of the nights on my cable box. So thoughts on how open wrestling is right now, where you guys have the ability to maybe float around a little bit and work for various companies that maybe you couldn't have worked for before?
I think, I mean, that's what made All In so successful. It's like guys working together. Like everyone has to work together to, if everyone works together, everyone wins, everyone succeeds. Just like Norman told me, with making a match, two guys working together for the benefit of the match. With all these companies working together for the benefit of wrestling as a whole, it's just going to make us all more money and all more, get us all more exposure at the end of the day. So I'm all Great. For everyone working together.
Very cool. Very good. All right. So on your MLW profile, it makes a point of talking about your interests outside of the ring. And it says nerd culture is one of your major interests. Could you explain that term? What? How do you mean by nerd culture?
Honestly, I cannot explain that term because I did not write that. So I don't know. hold on. I'm in the video games. Been watching wrestling and watching comedy specials and pretty much everything. I'm a fan of, secret fan of Disney. Big basketball fan. If you pay attention to my Twitter, it's usually during basketball season, just me complaining about the Knicks. So
there you go.
But I'm open to to a lot of different things. Not just nerd culture. I don't know who coined that term.
I think it was Chris Hardwick who termed it. But there you go. All right, so you mentioned you're a New Yorker. I grew up in northern New Jersey. You mentioned the Knicks. Was it cool for you to perform? I know you've probably done it a million times, but for the company that's kind of bringing you to the forefront a little bit, MLW, to perform at Battle Riot in New York, was that cool for you to have that experience?
Yeah, that was great to be there in my hometown, and I had some family come by who's never seen me wrestle before. So that was a great experience. And the crowd was real hot that night, too. Great.
Very cool. So I'm going to let you go with one final question, and it's kind of a cream puff question for you, but what do you hope to accomplish here in the next couple of months here with MLW and going forward in your wrestling endeavor?
Oh, easy. I want to be not only the MLW middleweight champion, I want to be MLW heavyweight champion. I want to win every championship for every company that I work for. That's what the game's about, winning championships, right? If you're not winning a championship, then what are you really doing?
Very cool. All right, man. Well, I appreciate it. Hey, before I let you go, do you mind if I ask for one little favor from you?
What's up?
Do you mind if I ask for a station ID just saying this is
Jason Cade, and you're listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio.
Sure. This is Jason Cade, and you are listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio.
This is the Wrestling Epicenter. For over 15 years, we've brought you the top names in professional wrestling for exclusive interviews. Everybody you see here has been interviewed by our site. But we're more than just interviews. So be sure and check out WrestlingEpicenter.com for news, results, information, and of course our store. WrestlingEpicenter.com, your number one source for wrestling information.